Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we're going to talk about family and pulling together. We are a family. All my brothers and sisters and me. You remember that song? We are family, all my brothers, sisters, and me. Well, the USA has evolved into an extremely overly sensitive, dependent, spoiled, and selfish people. Can you imagine the college kids of today? Now, I am generalizing. I know there are some that are still strong. But can you imagine them surviving as our settling fathers did? Those families that struggled. Those people who made us and instilled in us that exceptionalism. Or think about how many in your circle of friends and family and acquaintances can you imagine actually rising up, speaking out, and fighting for independence and freedom. First, many of them are going to have to come out of their safe spaces. In our original Revolutionary War, it is said there were only about 3% of those willing to stand for freedom and independence, able to foresee what this meant for the future generations, and it didn't mean safe spaces, and it didn't mean politically correct speech. Every family, every team, every organization, and every nation need those take charge leaders. But in that mindset, they need to have the best of all in mind with their leadership and or authority. The family in our nation is breaking down. There is a lack of stick-to-it commitment with the parents. Now, there are times when divorce is necessary. I know that. But does he or she make me happy? Or will even in the perfect relationship somebody cannot make you happy? That comes from within. Even on the best of teams, a team player will have a bad game. Families know and they accept one another's weaknesses. And where one is weak, the other is strong, which is possessing their own unique gifts and talents. I recently, in the last year and a half, entered a local fundraiser that was a Dancing with the Stars. And it was my goal, a want on my bucket list, to learn to dance. Mind you, I have a long way to go. The requirement was to learn and perform three dances, the waltz, the two-step, and another of my choice. Like I said, I've got a long way to go yet, but the two who were teaching me were patient and kind, and they shared their talents and their knowledge with me, and you know what? I won. And it was so much fun, and they are now good friends. I didn't want to quit. And now we have three couples that have band together, and we took up square dancing because we just wanted to do something together, learn something new, challenge ourselves. My point in sharing this is teamwork, working together, whether it's square dancing, there are four couples in a square making the moves and answering the calls together, taking turns dancing with one another, great fun. And again, I have a long way to go yet. One dancer in the square cannot do it all. One singer in the choir cannot sing all four parts. Not at one time, anyway. One team member cannot be the defense and the offense at the same time. It is only working together. Be it a team, dance, choirs, farming, business, gardening, ranching, factory work, the list goes on and on, family and country. It takes all of us to make a republic work correctly. Democracy is mob rule, so do not listen to the lies of the language and the politics. We are not and never were to be a democracy. We are a republic where the people are in charge. It is you and me, your neighbors, your friends, your family, my neighbors, my friends, my family, your co-workers, my listeners. We are the USA family who truly should be running this job. Recognizing we're broken, that there's a loose or a missing cog in the wheel, the square needs to be tighter, the team needs to hustle a bit faster. Knowing we have a problem, knowing we are the only true solution, is half the battle. My returning guest today, he's now been on enough, we're going to call him a friend of CSC Talk Radio, he's no longer a guest, but I'm telling that, is Dennis Andrew Ball of the American Party of America. We welcome back Dennis, and thank you, Dennis, for continuing to fight for families and American exceptionalism. How are you doing today, Dennis?
Very good. Thank you so much for the opening. I appreciate that. And I couldn't say it any better either. I consider this program and you personally a friend, Beth Ann, and I've announced this all over Facebook, and their friends and their friends and their friends. we are in a position now to make some history. And that's what I want to see happen.
Okay, and I want to quote something out of your book, and that's what kind of inspired my monologue, is the me must become we. And you've been on the show with me enough times that you know exactly how I close the show, and that's to bring America home. Thinking about a time in our history when families united together. That didn't mean families didn't have problems. They most certainly had problems, and we still and always will have problems. But if one member of the family was suffering in some way, whether it was a tragedy from outer the circle, I mean, like I went through a tragedy. It'll be 33 years this Friday that I lost my home in a fire. I'll never forget that day. My family and my community and the churches that I went to, they all came together to help us through that tragedy. That's what America is about, and that's what family is about. Coming together and taking the me and making it we. And I'm quoting your book, because you put that in your book under family and in the Ball Doctrine. And I appreciated that so much because I have felt that in my life. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I am. I couldn't say it any better. I mean, the realities are our society, unfortunately, since, as far as I'm concerned, the end of World War II, over 75 years, which we celebrated Pearl Harbor Day on December 7th. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's morphed into the me, mine generation from the we, us, and our society that created and built it and maintained it under free enterprise capitalism. And as a consequence of, I don't know if it's forgetfulness or negligence or an attitude of entitlement or arrogance, but our nation as a society, especially the millennials, have an attitude that they are entitled. Let me say this. I am writing a book right now called Hipster Capitalism.
I like the title.
And it deals with free enterprise capitalism to the millennials. I want to clue you on something quickly. This is important.
Okay, real quick. We're going to break. Let's just hold on to it as we go into this break. I want you to share that when we come back in. And yes. I want to talk a little bit about what you said about forgetfulness, because I think that is so, so important not to forget. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're talking about the me becoming we here in the United States as we come together to bring America home. And I have with me today Dennis Ball of the America for America Party. And we will be, we the people, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dennis Ball of the American Party of America. In fact, he's the founder of the party, American Party of America. Dennis, I want you to finish your thought, and then I want to talk about forgetfulness for just a little bit. Let's go ahead and take it off where you were going with your new book.
Right. This book here addresses, I think, a pervasive attitude in the culture at this time amongst the millennials, which is that generation in their 20s and possibly early 30s, that many of them have an attitude that socialism is better for us than capitalism.
Yes.
But I want to say this, two-thirds of them want to be self-employed.
Can't have both ways, can you?
No. And they want, basically what they want is they want it all. And the situation being that hipster capitalism deals with their attitudes about socialism and capitalism. And, of course, it was free enterprise capitalism, as far as I'm concerned, that built America, especially after World War II. Henry Ford created the Model T, and the Wright brothers created the airplane.
Mm.
This was part of the Industrial Revolution, early 1900s, which today we have benefited greatly from the era where banks lent to small business, helped them generate ideas that became products and services. and became corporations. And unfortunately, the money powers, as Lincoln said in 1864, has morphed into an oligarchy where the millennials are really, they are rebelling against that, which I personally support because I think it is out of control.
Absolutely.
And it has to be brought home, as you have so eloquently said, Beth Ann. This is all part of from the me to the we, but it is also that the responsibility of the economics lays with the adults who understand you have to create the means to support the ends, not the ends justifying the means.
Absolutely. And, you know, the forgetfulness that we were talking about, forgetting where we're from. And I want to back up just a little bit here before I get into that, because what you're saying is this generation, which would be some of the children my generation raised. My children are a little older. I started a little younger than some my age. And we were a little bit more spoiled than our parents, obviously. Our parents went through the Depression and World War II, and they knew what it was to do without, and they knew what it was, and so they didn't like it. And they, you know, now I wasn't terribly spoiled, where there was five of us kids, and we shared and hand-me-down clothes and all that good stuff. We weren't really spoiled, but we had it better than my parents had it. And my kids had it a lot better than I had it. And so each generation spoils the next generation just a little bit more. Now we've got a bunch of spoiled kids that don't know what it is to be independent. They choose dependence. I mean, we have these millennials out here mourning Castro as if he was some great leader. Well, he was, I guess, a great leader of his of a dictatorship. You know, he was he ruled over the people with death and destruction and selfishness. He was a selfish leader. But they don't know that because we're not teaching history. And I'm going to go back to my Friday show. I had the Kennedy twins on from the Deep South, and they write some of the books. And they talk about states' rights and the importance and how we have lost that. We don't teach the truth about the Civil War. It didn't start out being about slavery. Absolutely, it did not. It was about states' rights. It was, and the South was once the richest part of this nation and now is the poorest of this nation. And it doesn't matter what color you are down there, you're poor. And we just don't teach the history. We're trying to rewrite it. We're trying to redo the language, like all these politicians getting up and talking about our great democracy. Well, that's mob rule. And here they are wanting to change the Electoral College because they don't understand, or they do understand, what that means. And so I think that our history and coming back, and that's what Bring America Home is. I don't want to go back to slavery. I don't want to go back to all those bad things. But we cannot forget them and understand who we are. We have to remember our past and understand and know that history to be where we are today, to go forward. And I don't mean in a progressive way. I mean in an independent way, in freedom and liberty. And I think that's what the party that you're affiliated with, the American Party of America, is about, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And it's a wedge party. It's an intervention. And I want to say this, too, that I am speaking to people all over the world now, creating political parties in every country that work in the best interest of the family. The Ball Doctrine deals with the best interest of the family. And that is a theme that needs to be affirmed in our society, and we need to speak it and talk it. Mm. The me generation needs to become the we generation. How are we going to get there? There has to be a way. And to me, God has provided this opportunity to proceed to show the way to the facts of life as they are really been created for all of us to deal with. And again, the best interests of the family, because if you're not working in the best interests of your family, whose interests are you working for?
Absolutely. If you're, you know, if a mom and dad aren't doing what's best for the children, then you've got a broken family. It's all got to be together. You know, my mom was, she didn't believe in giving us an allowance for doing or paying us for chores. She says, that's what family does. Family works together, you know, whether, and my kids, you know, they took turns taking out the trash, emptying the dishwasher, cleaning up the kitchen. And yes, my boys learned how to do laundry. They know how to do laundry. And if their wives are listening, if they're trying to mess with you, They do know how to do laundry. And, you know, it's, which I know they do real well. They help with the families real well. They're good guys. But it's something that family has to work together, and this nation has to work together. And I have never in my generation, and I remember the riots. I remember the riots of the 60s. But I have never seen us so divided as we are right now. And I blame the current administration. But, you know, when people aren't working, when they can't make a living, when they have no hope, they're divided. They become angry.
Well, of course. And we have a generation of men now who have stopped looking for jobs, and they become a subculture.
Yeah.
And that's very alarming to me, because that means that you have people out there in our culture, in our society, who are possibly giving themselves permission to do anything to profit themselves at somebody else's expense. And this is what I was saying about, if you're not working in the best interests of your family, whose interests are you working for? That raises issues of ethics and morals. It has really nothing to do with religion, and it talks about what the choices are, what liberty you will give yourself to profit personally at somebody else's expense. And this is what's going on in society. And that is a big concern of mine, has been for some time. I write about it in my other book, America 2000, Foundations for Generations. Those books, The Ball Doctrine and that book, really say it well, in my opinion. And
they're very simply written. You did an awesome job putting them together. And it's easy to read. They're easy to read. Let's tell people how to get the books before we continue, because I want to share something else. Tell them how they can order the books from you. And that's not getting anything for this. We're just trying to promote. We're trying to promote togetherness in this country to get us back to together to be the American family, the republic that we need to be.
Right. And we need to be educated. And that's the purpose of this. This is what this initiative is about. To get the books, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, eBay.com. Just go to those three websites, or one of the three, and look up the books, order them online, and they'll be mailed to you. It's definitely worth your time to do that. I know of nobody else out here talking like me, speaking like me, writing like me. And it's not because I want to sell books. It's because I'm concerned about our country and the future generations. We can solve this now. We have to do this. And hipster capitalism will work. I've also got four other titles coming as well, including The Fair Deal and Volonomics. These are titles that need to be heard and said.
Absolutely. Now, I want to mention, we're going into a break right now. I want to give the phone number. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You got any questions or comments? Just give us a call. I wanted to share with you, and I've shared this with my listeners many, many times, and I use it in my writings. It is a little poem or verse of such, and I believe that we are in this cycle. I believe it is. It's just human nature. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependence. And from dependence back into bondage. And I believe we are in this cycle, and we need to break it, America. We need to break it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. You can give us a call at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have Dennis Ball of the American Party of America with me today. And Dennis, we have a mutual friend on the phone. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing good today, Beth. It's good to hear you and Dennis both on the radio today, and I appreciate everything that you do. You're doing what's righteous, and for those of you who would give Dennis a chance, especially those who have access to the Internet, take a look at this man and see what he stands for and what he says. I've spoken with him quite a few times. I've eaten with him. He's a regular guy. He eats at Burger King. He eats at the Hardee's. He eats at Long John Silver's. He's not a fancy man, but I think he's got the good intentions and the best intentions for the people in this country at heart. And I think he would be a good man to put into the White House if we can do it. I know it's not insurmountable, but I know it's like an ant facing a mountain trying to get somebody that's a regular guy just up into the race. And this man can do it. He's a good man for it. And I just want to thank you both for what all you're doing. And again, for the listeners out there, for Beth, send her some money. Keep her on the air. and see if she and Dennis can work out some kind of a deal where Beth can make a couple of dollars and be selling Dennis's books, too. So I appreciate everything you do, and have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you, Mike. You know, I know that it's Christmas season, and many of you have just given for the last 6 to 9 months with me sacrificially, and I know that. And I know right now the crunches are even more so. Those have slacked off. I could, if you can, find it in your wallet or in your heart to send me another dollar or two, it would sure help me get through December. But I want you to know that I understand the sacrifices that you're making, because I feel that. And I know that, my listeners are, they are the exceptional Americans, and they are the hardworking Americans, and they're struggling just like everyone else, and I appreciate you hanging in there with me. It's been a tough year and a half, close to going on 2 years now, where I've really had some problems with the revenue, and it was never great. It was never great. I've never had a profit for Beth, but it's about turning things around here in this nation, and I can only sacrifice so much. So I really appreciate all of what you do out there in listening land, because I know you're propping me up with your prayers and your dollars, and we never did quite get the 500. We maybe had 75 people, 70, that gave the $20 or the $10. And so if maybe we turn around here in the first of the year, I'm going to have to make some announcements of some other needs that I have. And we'll save that for another day, because right now we're talking to Dennis, the American Party of America, and we are going to, you said educate. My little phrase is educate and activate. So even if we can't get you in the White House, my friend, we can get some people in their local areas that know and understand the truth and can turn things around one community, one county, one little town at a time here in this United States of America. And I think that's so, so important.
Well, I appreciate that. And I want to say this is a global ministry that I have walked into.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So this is the deal. Political parties in every nation working in the best interest of the family in those nations. Pakistan, Philippines, Africa right now, the horrendous things in Uganda, the horrendous things going on in Nairobi. In Nairobi, 60 people were killed over the weekend when a church collapsed on the congregation.
Oh, I did not hear that.
You've got issues going on with governments who are killing their own people because they don't vote the way the party line wants them to vote. It's not only America, it's the world that has a problem right now. The Ball Doctrine addresses that. And I'm a very busy man. The situation is we got a president, and I rallied around him. But I got to say, the system is still broken. We have nursing homes incarcerating senior citizens, separating them from families, taking their estate. Judges and lawyers who are using, abusing, and misusing the families as if it's a keychain. And the poker game. There's so much abuse with the children, foster homes, stealing kids from decent parents, putting them in, separating them from their grandparents, separating them from life itself. This is an outrage. Abortion, just tremendous negative life experiences coming out of the United States of America. Totally unacceptable.
You know,
these also are all over the world. And this is what we're dealing with.
I had a video, an article that came through, and there is a video with the article that came through over the weekend. And he's a black principal out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I guess there were some protesters or some educators marching up and down the street for life. They were pro-life, and they were just passing out information about abortion. The truth about abortions, the risk of abortions. And he blew a gasket. And I'm thinking, here is another instance, Dennis, where the American people, especially our black brothers and sisters, that do not know and understand what abortion originated to be. It was a white supremacist. It was for a better race of people, and so they wanted to eliminate the blacks, and they wanted to eliminate the cripples, and they wanted to eliminate any child that was born with Down syndrome, and they didn't want large families. And Margaret Sanger promoted free sex, the women shouldn't be confined to one man, and just went on and on and on. A breaking down of the family is what Planned Parenthood and abortion is about. It is not about Planning Parenthood. And they don't understand the truth of that, Dennis.
You're absolutely correct.
It's genocide. It's genocide.
Agreed.
Sorry, kind of get off on that, but it would just upset me, this man. He's a younger man. I mean, he's younger than I am, and he's a principal of a school, and that's where his mindset is.
Right.
And I'm thinking, do you not understand what you're doing to the children? And he doesn't. He's totally been brainwashed.
Right. And that's the point. If they're not working in the best interest of their family, whose interests are they working for?
Absolutely. Great phrase. Great phrase. And a great way to live. You know, with every decision you make. I say that about our great leaders, and I'm using that great kind of facetiously, the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deal. Before they make a deal, they should say, what does this do for liberty? In whose best interest is this? And every decision we make in our communities and in our families, we should be asking that same question. Whose best interest? Is it in the best interest of the family? And if it's not, then it needs to be chucked. It needs to be rethinked.
Agreed. We need citizen candidates on the local level, mayors, councilmen, aldermen. We need sheriffs. We need judges. We need police chiefs. We need police officers who think in terms of the best interest of the family and the Constitution. We need people to understand you have to create the means to support the ends, not the ends justifying the means. We need to understand we are a production society, regardless whether we're a fascist, a socialist, a communist. We still have to produce. Somebody has got to do some work. The realities are, if you don't work, you don't eat. And that is part of the problem that we're dealing with in our society now.
Well, and that is socialism. That is socialism. They want to control the people. Oh, my, there's so much to talk about. We have a caller holding. We're going into a break. Joe from Arkansas, if you will just hang on, please. We want to get to you right after this break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. CSC Talk Radio, where the family comes together. I'm visiting today with Dennis Ball of the American Party of America. And Dennis and I, you know that republic? We're going to be right back. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to BattlefieldEarth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Dennis Ball of the American Party of America. And Dennis, we have Joe from Arkansas on the line. Joe, how are you today?
Yes, hello. I heard you talking about subjects like abortion and euthanasia and things like that, you know, regarding the protection of life and so on. And when this kind of subject comes up, you know, here's a question that I think is worthwhile asking people in regards to this. And that's this. Okay, all of us are not perfect. None of us are perfect. We all tend to be a bit unbalanced one way or another. We seldom make perfectly balanced decisions.
True.
So is it not better to err on the side of respecting the sacredness of life too much and protecting life too much rather than err on the side of having too much disdain and contempt and neglect for life and failing to do what we can to save and protect life? Isn't it better to err on the side of too much respecting the sacredness of life than too much having disdain, contempt, and disrespect for life?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I'm certain that Dennis does, too. I believe the love of life and love of liberty go hand in hand. And we can see these people, and I don't mean to say that in a horrible way when I say these people, but the ones who think and have been bought this lie of abortion, they are the ones that keep screaming about democracy. They're the ones that keep screaming socialism. And so I don't see them as being liberty lovers, and I don't see the respect for life there. And I somehow think that that kind of goes hand in hand. And I agree 100% with you, Joe. Dennis?
Yes, I think that the child has the right to life, and I think that needs to be affirmed in the culture. Affirming the child's right to life. They always talk about the woman's right for her to choose and her body, right? Well, what about the child's right to life? And that's an issue that has not come up much in this debate. And I really think that that needs to be affirmed, and that I think Roe versus Wade needs to be repealed. And I think adoption needs to become affirmed in the culture. And I think education needs to be also affirmed in the society to educate people, young people especially, the consequences of illicit behavior that has the potential of having unwanted pregnancies, or even in marriages where there's stuff that needs to be dealt with there. I just think that the child's right to life needs to be affirmed. I support your caller there. And I think this is all part of the Ball Doctrine, working in the best interests of the family.
You know, too, thank you, Joe, very much. We're just about out of time. Another thing that I believe, in going back with what Joe was saying, we seem to have thrown out common sense, and we're told to believe science when science agrees with those science people who have accepted government grants with climate change. But now we see this with abortion. They don't want to watch that heartbeat that starts so very early. You can see it so very early after conception. And it's beating at conception, but you can't see it until later. But it's they want to change the meaning of male and female. I'm trying to find the article because I didn't print it off. But, oh, it's the ACL. No, that's another one. Anyway, there's a school, there's a college that is taking he and she out, and they're using Z. And I think, well, why would you still throw away all the biology classes? Why don't we just get rid of science? We can't seem to understand that life and a heartbeat. We can't even seem to understand that there is a difference between the male and female. I can guarantee you, I haven't met you, but I can guarantee you and I are as different as night and day. And it's not just because you might be tall and I'm short, but male and females, we are different. That doesn't make us unequal. It just makes us different. We are equal. And they have just absolutely lost their minds, Dennis. I just can't believe how ignorant this is. How many textbooks are going to have to be rewritten? What's that going to cost the American people to take he and she out of everywhere?
Oh, you bet. I mean, it's bizarre. And I totally am against all of it, okay? The realities are, when I went to college, and graduated from the University of California, mm-hmm. they were talking about this stuff then, and I was against it then. And then when Roe versus Wade in 1973 was passed, I said, uh-oh, that is not going to be good for the unborn. And my God, here we are, you know, 2016, years later, and how many millions of children have been destroyed? It's become an industry. Now they're selling body parts through Planned Parenthood and being funded through government budgets, taxpayer supported. Not acceptable. No, there's got to be a change.
It's like something from a horror movie.
Yeah, it is. It's bizarre. It's what the Nazis did to the Jews, and we just cannot allow this to continue. People, get busy. We need citizen participation on the local, state, and federal level. It's time to make a change.
Let's tell them again. Now, what is your website for Americans? America Party for America. Let's get people there.
Right.
Joining up.
The AOA-ANC.org website. That's real important. And then ball2016.com. And I highly suggest people go to my Facebook page, Dennis Andrew Ball. You will see me there, and I'm posting all the time stuff. And then I have several pages, different states, Ball for Missouri 2020, Ball for Arkansas 2020, and so forth and so on, for the 2020 campaign. Our goals here are to bring candidates in the United States of America that will work in the best interest of the family, and this goes beyond the borders of the United States into Canada and Europe and Australia and Asia to impact, especially the Middle East right now and Africa, to get the seeds planted that the best interest of the family.
Absolutely, the best interest of the family. We're just about out of time. I want to give that again. It's the AOA-ANC.org, or you can visit the ball2016.com, or go to Dennis Andrew on Facebook. Dennis Andrew Ball, I'm sorry, on Facebook. It's going to take all of us to turn that me into we. That is a heart problem, and it is a global problem, to turn me into we and to think about what is best for the family. Dennis, I appreciate what you're doing so very, very much. I know that it's been a sacrifice for you, as I always talk about my little sacrifices here, but I know sometimes I feel like I'm the voice crying in the wilderness, but I know there's that 3% out there that are crying and screaming and trying and sacrificing right along with me. Dennis, thank you so much for all that you do. It's going to take all of us, every single one of us, to come together, tighten up that square, and bring America home. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.